cow and she ate bitter weeds or wild onions, the milk tasted blinky. I mean, you know, it's like having bad breath from eating lasagna, right?
Have you ever heard anybody say that butter's got a funky taste to it?
You
got funky?
Yeah, funky, but that's a new term.
Yeah, what does that mean to you?
Just anything that's away from the norm tastes funky. My pipe has a funky smell, you know? So I guess I'm fixing to get funky because I'm fixing to fire that heifer up, you know?
Get that out.
Yeah.
What about this? What can you make with meat from a hog's head?
I don't know.
Souse, head cheese.
Oh, yeah, we don't fool with that kind of stuff. Yeah, souse, I've heard of that. Souse meat, never knew what it was. Is that what it is? Hog brains?
Well, not exactly the brains, but
ears, eyes, the inlets and outlets.
Sure. Anything that you could make by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Cooking and grinding up hog liver. Yeah, hash, I guess. I mean, you know.
What do you think, like?
Mix it in with your turnip greens,
yeah.
But I mean.
Liver sausage?
Liver cheese.
Yeah.
Yuck. No. We wasn't that fancy. If it's liver, hell is liver, you know.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anybody around here making anything with blood from a hog?
No. I mean, I've heard of it, but I mean, I, you know, just in talking, but I've never known anybody to really do it. I knew a guy one time who drank duck's blood. Supposed to have some type of super effect, and, you know, he still weighs about 104. Ugly.
Good life.
Yeah, well, his brain's what needed it. If he'd poured it between his ears, it'd been all right. Fill up that hole, you know.
Have you ever heard of Scrapple?
Yeah, it's a game you play on a table, you know, and you
Scrapple.
Make up words.
Oh. Scrapple.
Scrapple? Nah.
What about thick sour milk that women would keep on hand in the kitchen?
Buttermilk? Clabbered milk?
Yeah,
clabbered milk. Well, clabbered milk's good. A lot of times what we used to call buttermilk was just clabbered milk, you know. There's a difference in buttermilk and clabbered milk, slightly, but, you know.
What about this white stuff that people who go on diets eat a lot of?
Cottage cheese.
Yeah. And say if you just milked your cow, something you could do to the milk to get some of the impurities out?
Well, you could pasteurize it. Or, you know, boil it, really.
Pouring it through a fine
You strain water. It. Oh, you mean like we used to? Yeah, we used to strain it through an old shirt. Strain it. The guy that came in and wanted to take a milk bath, and he said, make sure it's pasteurized, you know. I said, damn, that's a lot of milk.
What about a dessert?
Pasteurized, but anyway.
A dessert you could make in a deep dish, say, of apple slices or peach slices, have a thick crust.
I mean, like a pie? Apple pie?
Not exactly a pie.
You mean a pudding? You're talking about a, you know, like...
The crust kind of goes all the way through.
It's more or less fried and real sugary, like a cobbler?
Yeah.
Yeah, a cobbler, okay.
This expression, somebody has a good appetite, you say, he really likes to put away his...
Grub.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever hear vittles?
Yeah, vittles. Vittles is, you know, kind of like turnip greens and fatback. Grub is just anything that goes under 3 mile an hour and crosses the table, you know what I mean? Right.
What about a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding or a gingerbread?
Sauce.
Yeah.
Sweet sauce.
Food that you eat between meals, you call it a...
Snack. Nibbling.
Okay. At 7 o'clock in the morning, you say you breakfast.
8. We don't say it.
And you have.
I have eaten.
And I will.
I'll eat again, by golly.
If you're thirsty in the summertime, you might just go to the kitchen and pour yourself a
glass of tea.
Okay.
From the pitcher.
Right. And if you do like so with the glass, it'll probably
break.
Yeah. You did that and
it broke.
And you have
busted a sucker all over the floor, right? yeah, you've broken it, right.
If you're very thirsty, I might ask you how much do you
drink?
Yeah. Well, yesterday
I drank a lot.
And I have.
Been drinking all my life.
Or you have?
Drank.
Okay.
I have drunk, which I never did like. Yeah, you know.
Okay. Say if you have some friends over for a meal, they're all standing around the table and you don't want them to continue standing, you say go ahead.
Y'all have a seat.
Or down.
Yeah, sit down.
So they went ahead.
And they sat down.
And they have.
They have sat there all day.